It's time for Sticky Pickles! Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 2, Episode 23 of Sticky Pickles. Bad Birdie and Crowdfunder Conundrum.
And today we have a very special guest, Louisa S. Welcome, Louisa.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm so excited.
I love that you're excited because it's going to be fun. I have crafted a great story for you.
Good.
Yeah. So what do people need to know about you, Lou?
Well, I know that you asked me this a second ago and I panicked. What do people need to know about me? Well, I'm a mum. I have two children. I'm now incredibly nervous because I don't want to give away too much about myself. Oh my God.
Well, there's more than being a mom to two kids, right? I mean,
no, your life is over when you become a mum. Yeah.
That's true.
I need mom advice for this story. So I am thrilled that you're both here.
Well, here we are then.
The Council of Mums has been convened. We are here to listen.
Are we ready to kick off, kids?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's wrong, sweetheart? What's the problem? I get my mom voice going.
Oh, sorry, is that AKA what is your sticky pickle, Carol?
So, Carol, what's your sticky pickle?
Okay, guys, we have a number of characters here, okay? So we're going to have to pay attention a little bit. We've got four, okay? There's four. I know. I'm sorry.
Too much.
I know.
Too much. Send it back. Okay.
Don't worry. We're going to go slowly. It's going to work.
Do I have to make notes? Can I make notes?
No. Don't worry. I'll repeat. Just ask anything. I will.
I'm getting a pencil and piece of paper.
Is it going to be like Line of Duty? Is it going to be really complicated?
It might be. Can you do an obsession wall while I'm telling the story?
Yes.
With sticky notes. Yeah. Sticky notes and
string.
Yeah. And string. Okay. So we have a married couple. We have Serge and Orla. Okay. They're in their 50s, and they are utterly convinced that their 20-year-old daughter, Chloe, a museum intern by day, funk DJ by night, has met someone. Okay? Okay, and for the past few weeks, you know, she's all sing-songy on the weekly Zoom calls. She's talking really fast. She's laughing a lot, and she's just kind of glowing. They're dying to ask, but she hasn't kind of said anything. So what would you guys do as parents? Like, so your kid's kind of talking about, you know, they're just acting weird. Do you kind of go, are you dating someone?
That would not be my first thought, no.
Oh, I see, no. I immediately thought drugs.
That's what I also thought. I was like, someone's hitting the Adderall really hard.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Okay. Such a different generation.
seeing someone, I couldn't care less. As long as you make the Zoom calls, great. Just use protection. Don't get pregnant before you mean to. All right.
Okay, so they're obviously cool like you guys because they don't say anything either. They agree to wait. And luckily, they didn't have to wait too long because the very next week on their call, Chloe mentions that she has a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And this is no shock to them because they know that their daughter's bi and they're totally down with that. But what's the first thing that you'd want to ask once they say, okay, we're seeing somebody and you don't know anything about them?
Okay, how old are they? Because, you know, you wouldn't want them to
For
be.
Real?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, huh. Wow. I thought the first thing I was going to ask was, does it feel serious?
Oh, well, that's a very serious question. Like, you need to ease them in. You need to be like, oh, well, you know.
How old are they?
Yeah, how old are they?
That feels what accusative are their names? In some way. I always go with the open-ended, so tell me about them. And then that way it's just sort of.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, Kate, they're smart too, because they say that actually, Maria. They say, can you tell us about her, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, she's smart and wise and confident and funny. Guys, I think I'm in love, she says.
Aww.
How long have you two been seeing each other?
3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Bit of a playground romance then.
Yeah. And she's 20, right?
Okay.
And the parents have said, like, she's never said I'm in love before. So this is all brand new for everybody.
Okay.
So they then kind of go down the route of, can we meet her? Would you guys do that?
No.
No?
No, I don't like people. I wouldn't want to meet them.
Don't you want to meet who your kid's dating?
Not really.
You don't want to meet anybody. Everyone just stay away from me.
Yeah. she can send me a letter.
A letter.
What about a Zoom meeting?
Okay. Oh, I hate Zooms. I hate them. Yes, okay. Yeah, we can Zoom.
I don't want to meet anybody's beau when they've been only seeing each other 3 weeks. That's too soon.
Your kid?
No, I have no interest. Like, unless they're like, they've been seeing each other half a year, I have no interest.
Interesting.
But I do want to stalk them online. I do want to find out all about them.
I could not care less until it's been like several months at least. Like, I'm really, unless they're really, really serious. 3 weeks is not serious enough.
Okay, well, they're not like you guys, okay? They're like, yes, we want to know who this person is.
Okay.
How about next week on the Zoom call, right? I'll invite Bertie.
Bertie?
Bertie. That's her name.
Bertie.
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 Bertie. Bertie.
Like, Bertie. Bertha. Bertie. Bertha. Bertha.
Okay.
Okay.
Bertie's her name.
Okay.
That's all they know. That's all they
Bertie
know.
Bertie by name. Bertie by nature. Okay.
Zoom day arrives, right? The next Zoom day arrives. And mom and dad are actually a little bit nervous. Like Orla's worrying about her gray hair and her wrinkles and whether she should go for cool and hip or casual and cozy. And Serge is nervous he's not going to know what to say. So he's like thinking about questions he can ask during the call, right? Just to, you know, do his part. Right?
Wait. Dad is nervous about meeting the new the new love of his kid's life. That's usually the opposite of what happens. It's usually like, I'm going to judge the shit out of my whoever is dating my precious kid. They better be nervous about meeting me.
Yeah, he's not maybe very backbony, this guy.
Okay.
Serge. Despite his name. It's a very strong name, Serge.
Serge. Yes, it is.
Serge.
Okay, video call time. Buttered popcorn, glass of wines are all prepped, right? And on time, Chloe calls and she's beaming, but she's alone in front of the camera.
Uh-oh.
Right? But mom and dad can tell that Bertie's off camera because Chloe's eyes keep darting back and forth.
Ooh.
And Serge is looking, dad is looking at her and he's going, God, she looks so young and the time goes so fast. And, you know, because you can see she's all loved up. And but then, you know, thoughts are interrupted. Mom and dad, says Chloe, I'd like to introduce you to the wonderful Bertie. Bertie, meet Sergio and Orla, my folks. And this middle-aged woman.
You see? You see? I said you gotta find out how old they are.
Yeah, I was a little worried when I heard the word wise. That's usually a euphemism.
I put them in as breadcrumbs.
The wise was a bit of a, soon we're going to start using words like seasoned. Sagacious. Yeah.
She's like at least 40.
Okay.
At least 40. Oh. Twice the daughter's age.
Okay. Okay.
And she's appearing on screen and she's grinning and nodding, right? And Orla realizes that she's gawping at her, right? With her face just open. So she like fixes this frozen smile upon her face. But instant dislike is like seething through her.
Yes.
Bertie's stupid short dark hair and her big nose and her long pallid face, right?
Ooh.
Wow.
I know, Orla was like, Orla was like, because she notices Bertie's arm hanging over Chloe's shoulder.
Ooh.
Like the meat mitt is dangling near her daughter's boob.
Possessive.
Yeah. Yes. And she's just like wants to snatch it off. But of course, they're on Zoom. Anyway.
Yes.
So Bertie immediately starts talking, right? And she's like, hey, dude, so finally nice to meet you. Chloe's told me rad things about the two of you. I know we're going to click like shit.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Right? And then Bertie goes on, Orals, you like baking? I love eating.
Orals.
Serge, you like cars? I love beautiful women. Like Chloe here.
God. Oh.
Okay. And both parents are just staring at Chloe, and she's blushing with her head cocked, totally fucking infatuated with this odious, old, annoying human.
No. Yeah. So see, this is, this is why I do not want to meet anyone's beau when they're that new, because this is a situation where friends can and should intervene well before it meets the parents.
Yes. It's got to go through the stages of vetting.
That's right. And friends should have been like, she is way the fuck too old for you. And then, you know, Chloe would go, yeah, she did. I love her. And then we'd be dumped like a month later because Birdie replaces her with some other new piece of tail. So like parents were introduced way too soon. Get, like there needs to be like a ground rule, at least 4 months of relationship before you meet parents. Like friends need to come in first and be like, nope. Slaps.
Yeah.
That's great, but right now you're on the frickin' Zoom call with the annoying human in front of you, right?
Okay, personally, I'd be like, this is going to burn out. Give it like 2 weeks and we're going to get a tearful phone call from our daughter going, yeah, I got dumped at the
park. You're not saying that. So you're probably asking just like, where did, you know, little questions maybe?
Where did you meet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to know where they met?
Where?
At a bar. No.
No, at the museum where Chloe's interning. Birdie's on the board at the museum.
Oh, no.
Chloe goes, yeah, Mom, don't worry. She's not my boss or anything, but we've met at work.
Yeah, only worse. Basically, my boss's boss. That's fantastic.
But how do you handle that in the call? You just laugh, right? Because you're just going, it's going to burn out in 2 weeks. You're like...
I try to get off that phone call as quickly as possible and be like, Chloe, sending you a text message later. Just let me know when you're available.
What was it last week? What was it last week? Something like, diarrhea? What was it?
Sorry, diarrhea. Yeah, just pull that one out again. Sorry, I've got diarrhea. I gotta go. Bye.
So
je m'excuse.
So and then Birdie pipes up saying, obviously no one at work knows there, you know, knows yet. We don't want to rock their worlds just yet. And Chloe and Birdie laugh, ha 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 ha, and Mom and Dad stare at the popcorn. So somehow they end the call and Orla and Serge are looking at each other. And okay, what would that conversation be like?
Ooh. I feel really sorry for Serge because he's obviously gonna have to go around there and kneecap.
Punch her.
Yeah. He's going to have to do something quite serious. And then he's going to go to prison and it's all going to be her fault.
I like your approach. Oh, man. What are they going to do? They're going to do nothing because their child is 20.
Yeah, but don't you want to like talk to her like maybe one-to-one? Like go for a walk and kind of go?
Nope.
Why? Because she's so utterly gaga, there's nowhere you can go.
Yeah. She's got to come to that realization herself.
Yeah.
That if you tell her that woman is too old for you and she's weird and possessive and we don't like her, she's just going to end up hating me.
Oh.
Yeah, have you ever tried to convince someone not to be in love with someone that they're insane over? I mean, have you ever tried it? I have tried it. It ends badly every time.
Yeah.
Okay, every do you time. Contact the odious Bertie and say, what the fuck? You're 40. What are you doing?
Yes.
No.
I go around there with my baseball bat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, or get Serge to start muscling up. Go hit
exactly.
the gym, Serge. Let's go.
I know. Well, see, the name, he's got to be a part of some gang, hasn't he? Serge.
Not some milk toast, right?
What's a milk toast?
I don't know, some weakling. Kind of.
A weakling, yes, milk toast.
Yeah.
I would say I would be like, I'm not touching this, and the kid needs to learn this on her own. This is just part of growing up. But if Birdie is indeed on the board of the place where she works, that actually could get poor Chloe in some really serious professional hot water.
Not Chloe. I think more Birdie, don't you think? She's an intern.
No.
No?
No, because Birdie has all the power.
Oh.
Chloe has no power as an intern.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
So it's, in an ideal world, people would be like, oh, Birdie, that's really weird that you're being kind of predatory. And I wouldn't be surprised if Birdie has a pattern of being like, hot young intern, let me taste them out first.
Ew.
But Chloe... Well, if it happens.
Yeah, the wording, though.
it was intentional. It was very intentional. I would probably be like, Chloe, this is like, whatever your love life is whatever, but professionally you need to be careful.
Would you write a letter anonymously to the museum?
Oh, saying, yes. Oh, yes. I'm already writing it. Don't worry.
What would you be like? Dear board of directors. Like, you'd have to find the right person, right?
Just send paparazzi photos in an unmarked envelope. No explanation.
Yeah. See, I would have already taken a sneaky screenshot of them on the call. And then I would print it out on A3 paper and I'd put it in like a registered envelope, send it to the board. It'd be amazing.
I guarantee you the board already knows.
Oh, really?
I I someone like Birdie with the arm around and ogling and being like, this is my new young piece of ass. Like, I bet you there's no subtlety. I'm sure Birdie's running her mouth around everybody and probably like trying to do sneaky public makeouts with Chloe just to show her off. I guarantee it. Guarantee everybody already knows.
Do you want to know what happened?
I do.
I'm dying to know what happens. Yes.
Well, you're going to have to wait till part two to find out.
Is that what the surprise yes. was?
Oh,
oh shit!
I thought it was going to be a nice surprise.
The reality is she doesn't know yet. She has to write that part.
Exactly. I've got to write it.
She's going to figure out some twist that none of us thought of.
Exactly. I got all the way you're thinking.
We've eliminated all reasonable possibilities, so there's going to be something out of left field. You're gonna have to come on the next show.
I feel so deflated. So deflated.
Maria, tell us about Crowdfunder Conundrum.
Do you remember working in an office at some point?
Yes.
Like, did this ever happen to you where, like, some coworker who you kind of barely know, their kid had, like, a school or sports fundraiser, and they send the link around, they're like, yeah, and they're like, please buy this terrible chocolate bar yes. that you don't want, and also you're on a diet, but my kid needs the money, and you're like, okay, here's the whatever.
Girl guide cookies yeah. galore. Yeah, yeah.
We don't really have that in this country. Like, we don't give out food. That would make it much better, but they don't. It's usually, like, sponsor them 10p to... like run
to run yeah. a marathon yeah. or something yeah
in Oxford
yeah.
it's like does it have sugar, is it organic, like it's a complicated thing bringing food in Oxford.
Yeah, it's or like sponsor me in my fundraiser for, you know, kids cancer, and you're like, well, how can I not give you money if you're going to run this marathon to stop children's cancer? I mean, geez. Yeah, but then like you get 20 of them coming in often in the fall, and all of a sudden you're like,
this
is ridiculous.
Does this happen in the UK as well, Lou?
Yeah There's a lot of running, and there's a lot of sponsoring,
and it gets like it starts to get a little bit like, how does this end? And the joke becomes then you pass the same $20 bill around, basically like I do a thing and then I sponsor you and then you sponsor me, so it's just the same amount of money going around to everybody. We all just borrow it. Anyway, so there's like a new version of this that has cropped up in the last couple of years. The online version is everybody's crowdfunding. Is this something you've experienced at all with crowdfunding, like with everybody having a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe or something,
no.
or is this just my group of yeah. friends? Oh, maybe it's just yeah. my group of friends.
You've obviously
oh, great.
Got
okay.
really clever friends.
No, my is like the one who falls for all the crowdfunding stuff. He buys everything off crowdfunding sites.
Really?
Honestly, he bought, you know, like you're on a plane overnight, right? You want to sleep. And, you know, often people have these little pillows. But they never really work.
Yes. They just give yes. you a crick in the neck.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very uncomfortable.
If you imagine a mask, right, with a hole cut out in the middle of the mask so that you have a strap across your chin and a strap across the top of your forehead, and it goes around the seat behind you and just suspends your face.
I invented this in my head. I did.
Okay, can I tell you why it's not very good, which they learned?
It's fetish gear.
There's yes. a TV screen on the back of the headrest thing.
Yeah, usually,
yeah,
yes.
And
yeah.
it turned out the person behind him didn't really like having these bands of fucking rubber
did they just
their
like,
TV yeah. screen.
Did they unping them and his head flopped on the meal tray?
What a way to wake up on a plane. Oh, man. Oh, ba-donk. I can just feel that. All right, so the crowdfunding thing that I'm thinking of, this might be more like in groups of creatives, like if you know a lot of artists or musicians. I have a lot of friends who are in the creative field.
Yeah.
Either it's like their main gig or their side gig. So like it feels like every day I find out that somebody I know, either a friend or an acquaintance, is like, I have a Kickstarter to fund my new
oh, really?
Book or album. Or it's like constant. So this maybe doesn't happen to everybody, but for a lot of people who've got like creative friends, this is a thing. So this is actually what my story is about. So I don't have a cast of four. I have only two people in this story, so it should be hopefully easier to keep track of. No notes needed,
no
okay?
Well, you know, I've actually written down two people, okay? Because I do feel okay. the need to make a note, but there aren't only two people in the story.
I appreciate your diligence very much.
She's the best, I told you.
I know, I love it. All right, so there are only two folks in this story. It's Daniel, who's a photographer, and Rob, who's a musician. They're both in their 40s, and their creative work is their side gig. So they've got, like, a day job, a desk job, whatever. They're not, like, rolling in dough. They're not super, super wealthy types, but they're not starving artists either. So their art is what they do nights and weekends, okay? They're not necessarily buddies, but they're both in the local scene. Daniel and Rob know each other. They hang out at each other's shows or whatnot. They support each other, and they have a lot of mutual friends. So it would be really awkward if they weren't friendly to each other as well.
Right, right. They're in the community.
They're in the community, yeah. So Daniel, a year ago, and he's our photographer buddy, he had put out a crowdfunder on Kickstarter so he could buy a very new, expensive lens. And I don't know if you know how expensive some of these pro lenses are, but they're like thousands and thousands of dollars. And it was successful, and it was thanks to folks like Rob, his musician buddy, who donated what he could, and Rob gave $25. Still, it was a modest amount, but still, Daniel was like... Yeah, it's Daniel just appreciated the support, and thanks to the support of the community, Daniel was able to get his, like, $4,000 amazing lens.
Yeah, and presumably on the crowdfunder, he's saying, like, I'm going to take amazing photos and do this amazing stuff, and I'll give it to the community, and it's going to be awesome.
You bet. Exactly. Like, I'm going to be at all these events, and you're going to see me with this brand new glass that I just got, thanks to you all.
I love you guys. I love you.
Yeah. Couldn't do it without you. Yeah, so fast forward to today, and Rob, our musician buddy, he's putting out a brand new album, and he's been working on it during the COVID lockdown, and he's like, this is my best work ever. And so now that everybody's vaccinated and we're all vaxxed and relaxed. Oh, you haven't heard that yet? Yeah. I did not make that up.
I love that you put that in. I love that you educated me first, Maria. It's like so great to hear it from someone you love. Vaxxed and relaxed.
Just sharing the goodness. Vaxxed and relaxed. So Rob's saying, I'm putting on a big event for my album. It'll be outdoors at, like, park or something, so nobody has to be...
Is he getting good?
He plays at bars. And sometimes he opens for a bigger act that comes around and on tour.
Right, so he's good. He's decent. He's definitely decent.
Okay. Yeah, he's decent. Like, he's not painful to listen to. He's put out a number of albums, and he's got, like, a local following. So, yeah, I would say he's pretty good. He's not, like, international, but, you know, that we need smaller artists. That's a good thing. So Rob's like, I'm inviting the whole local scene to this big event that I'm throwing. And Daniel, since I helped you get that lens of yours, I'm really, really hoping that you'll come and cover the event for me, because you know I'm going to have a lot of people there. It's post-pandemic. I really want you to photograph this for me. And I know, because I'm an artist, that I don't ask for freebies, says Rob. So Rob says, Daniel, can I please ask what your rate is so I can pay you fairly? And Daniel goes, God bless it. I love it. So, okay. Since he even bothered to ask me how much it would cost for me to cover an event, I'll give him the mate rate.
I really want to know what the number is. I hope you have I hope you're going to share the number.
So Daniel does, like, the back of the napkin math. He goes, okay, this is going to be like a 5-hour party outdoor. I'm not going to have a second shooter. I'm going to have to do some post-processing. And, you know, Rob really wants the fancy final file. So, it's going to be like $100 for the work. And that's a bargain. It's a bargain.
That is a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for a party and just a simple setup, just like candids of people at the party. $100 is a bargain.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, but that's the mate rate. I'll give it to you. And Rob goes, you know, that's really pricey. You know, I can't afford that. You know, I had to ask my sister's roommate's best friend to draw my album cover in exchange for me helping her putting in her window air conditioner.
But he said he was going to pay him.
I know, but, like, that's still too high. I'm a poor musician. Can't you bump it down a little bit, please?
Okay, 99.
How close are they?
They're not close buddies, but they're, like, again, they're in the community, so everybody kind of leans on each other. And, you know, sometimes you're in a tough bind, and, you know, it's true. Rob had not been doing any gigs for the past year because of COVID, so, you know, he's tied on money. So Daniel's like, oh, all right. $50 then. I'm slashing it by half. That is the lowest I can. He's literally giving his work away for free at this point. And he's like, that's the lowest I can go. This is basically, you're giving me a nominal amount of money saying that you've paid me, but this is not even going to cover the taxi.
Yeah, Costco pays you like $20 an hour, right? Like,
I know.
Geez.
I know. It's like nothing. But it's just, $50. And Rob's like, okay, I'll do it. And Daniel says, okay, I'll for $50, I'm only going to do photo duty for half the party, and the other half, I'm just a guest, and I'm definitely drinking a lot of wine. So, yeah. Okay, we're good, we're good. They shake on it. All right. So the event comes up. It happens. And it's a great party, and Daniel is his professional photographer self. And towards the end of the party, once the cameras have been put away, Rob stands up in front of his group of dozens and dozens of friends who've shown up to support him, and he does a little glass ding, 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 or like on a beer can, so it sounds like clunk, clunk, clunk.
I love that.
Whatever. <It's> like, and he goes... Rob stands up and says, thank you so much for supporting me and my new album. We worked really hard on this, especially the COVID ball. You just fill in the blanks there. It's not that interesting. At the end of it, he goes, you know, this has been a really tough year for me. I haven't earned any money with all the gigs being gone. And this party specifically, me going to the supermarket and getting all this pre-cut fruit and finding the bargain basement beer was really pricey. I would really appreciate it if we could have helped... disperse some of the expenses. So I'm going to walk around with a hat. And if you could just donate out of the goodness of your heart, I would really appreciate
what?
It.
What the fuck?
Rob starts walking around with the hat. And he walks up to Daniel with the hat.
The photographer.
The photographer.
Oh my God.
So don't you just do the crank, the middle finger crank thing that we used to do in the 80s?
So here's the thing. Daniel notices when he looks in Rob's bag that Rob has actually received a lot of money. Like, there are many $20 bills in there easily. Like, this more than covers Daniel's expenses and then some. And then, so what would you do if you were Daniel and you saw that hat full of money and you just lowballed yourself covering this party and you saw that Rob now has oodles of cash?
Wow. Oh, my God. I have so many feelings about this.
Tell me your feelings.
It's a safe place.
It's not.
You know, when you work for yourself and you, there's so many times when people come to you and they say, oh, I can't afford that. Or they're a friend and they say, oh, would you mind doing this? And you just, you're between a rock and a hard place. And you spend so many years of your life building up the balls to say, no, I can't do that because, you know, I've spent 20 years crafting my profession and you need to pay me what I'm worth.
How much do you want, Louisa, for coming on the show?
I will send you an invoice after. definitely not 50 quid. That's pathetic.
I know it is pathetic.
No, but there's a double whammy, though. It's two red flags, right? The first time we was like, right, I can't afford that. You're thinking, okay, why'd you ask? Why did you make me feel like a dick? Why can't you say, can you please photograph my event? And I have $50. That's all I got. Can you do it or not?
Exactly.
I totally get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because then you don't feel like and then to get a double whammy.
Yes,
with the
hat you've gone to that event and you're feeling shit about it because you're like, I already gave him mates rates, and then he made me cut it again, and I'm not happy.
The wine is shit. The women are ugly.
There is no wine. It's just in a beer can.
And the children aren't even above average. You know, it's true. Now, but to flip it, though, because I agree with both of you completely, because we all sort of do similar things. So, like, to flip it, though, Rob is probably thinking, I'm really low on cash. People are helping me out. And Daniel agreed to do this for the rate that we said. Like, we shook on it. So, you know, I supported him in his crowdfunder. I'm essentially doing the same thing right now. Like, this is basically a low-key crowdfunder. What's wrong with me asking? You don't get what you don't ask for, right?
Yeah, but basically...
But he's still a dick, right?
Yeah, he is a dick. And or however much I'd want to just snatch that hat full of money off him...
Just run.
I would obviously say, well, I've already given you a discount. We'll chat about it after. And then afterwards you say, oh, I saw you had quite a lot of money in there. How about you pay me what my original quote was? Although he has actually now been part of the party, hasn't he? Because he said, you know, I'm going to like eat and drink. And
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, yeah, good point. Maybe he's on his eighth can.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And he's gone to the buffet table like 15 times.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be clear, though. The buffet table is literally cut fruit from the supermarket and like maybe like a packet of crisps. It's not a big deal. So it's really like nothing. But still, an effort was made. shit as it is. Yeah.
I'm with you, Lou. I'm like, later, dude.
Yeah, we are going to have this out. Yeah, I wouldn't do it in front of all those people because, you know, I'd look like a dick.
But you just avoid them because they're not even a good friend.
Yeah. No, exactly.
You'd just be like, fuck you. You're in the fuck you list. And if anyone asked me about you, I'd be like, I wouldn't do anything with him. He's a bit of a fucker.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yes. Oh, what, so you'd badmouth him behind his back?
I think I would.
They're now frenemies.
No, I think, I think it would be a frenemy situation. I think I would. Because I'd be a bit like, I'd be fucked with it. And I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie about him, but I would say he did this, annoyed me. But you make your own mind up.
You'd go around his party and say, he's screwed me.
No, not the party. That's super asshole.
His music shit. Isn't this gig shit?
Leave bad reviews anonymously.
Such a dick. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review. And actually, a number of you have reviewed. Huge thank you. I think I'll read out a few at the end of the show, actually.
That's nice. So keep that up, please. We love you all. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Louisa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Louisa.
Yay!
Oh, thanks for having me.
Put your invoice in the mail. I understand that,
Mates rates.
This is valuable time. Mates rates, I can't wait. You're worth every penny.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles Appreciation Corner. Shout out goes to Galazina of Arizona. What a name. They write, these ladies are good storytellers, fun and at times downright silly. You never know what to expect, except for laughter. Thank you so much for letting us know. Also to IT Warner, who wrote, absolutely fantastic. Love listening to the show each week. The stories are just so funny, and both Carol and Maria really bounce off each other. Excellent when guests come on, as it adds a whole new dimension to the pickles. Keep up the fantastic work. Been listening since the beginning. I am so pleased you're with us for the long haul. Thank you, IT Warner. You know, for the last 6 months, Maria and I have been putting out this show every week just for the love of it in our personal time. So these reviews basically assuage our insecurities and let us know that we're doing something good and spreading a little joy. We're grateful. Bucket full of love.